Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a little buy or sell action here on 105.3 The Fans. We do it every Wednesday at this time. Jerry Jones coming up in about 30 minutes from now. You won't want to miss that as the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys may be ready to roll some heads. We'll see. We'll ask that question coming up at 8:30, trending at 8:15 next year on 105.3 The Fan. But first up, in the NFL, Alfred Morris started to heat up in his second game as the starter for the Cowboys, rushing for 91 yards on 17 carries in their loss against the Eagles this past weekend. He's averaging a healthy 5.1 yards per over the two games he started so far. Are you buying or selling the Cowboys will have a 100-yard rushing effort by one individual in the absence of Zeke Elliott?
I'm by that. I mean, they've come close in two games. Now, I shouldn't say close to the first game. They their yards per carry dictated they would have gotten there had the game not gotten out of hand. But they came dang close the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's be real. Outside, now, Jay Ajayi went seven carries for 91 yards. But 71 of it was on one run. You know, let's not put this guy in Canton for that game. Okay, he had one good run.
He also said the Cowboys quit after the game.
You're right. Alfred Morris, meanwhile,
unrelated,
he averaged a yard and a half more than what most running backs would consider a solid year. Four yards per carry is a good year.
Yeah.
And he averaged 5.5. So, of course, I think that they're going to rush for 100 yards.
This is an easy buy for me. Here's why. I'll give you the Cowboys' next opponents and their rush defense. The Los Angeles Chargers have awesome pass rushers. That's the key to this game. We'll get into it more with Broadus. But it's going to be Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. But they're dead last in run D. Check. The New York Giants, 30th in run D. Check. The Skins, 19. Oakland, 17. I'll buy.
All right, both of you buying that the Cowboys will have a 100-yard rusher over the next four games as Ezekiel Elliott serves his suspension. Next up in buy or sell, the Rookie of the Year race might be one of the most compelling we've seen in the last few years, with a slew of non-quarterbacks leading the way. Of course, we know Leonard Fournette, who currently ranks second in the NFL amongst running backs in rushing yards per game. However, there is another rookie who actually leads in terms of rushing and receiving yards. Alvin Kamara.
Who has a total
of 906 total yards to Fournette's 896. So he's got 10 more total yards than Leonard Fournette up to this point of the season. Are you buying or selling Alvin Kamara as the new favorite to win the Rookie of the Year?
Man, as much as I want to buy this, I'm about to sell. He is the best rookie. He is.
Where's Kareem Hunt?
Not in the conversation anymore. He's averaging less than 3.3 yards per carry over his last six games.
Kareem Hunt's last five, 21, 87, 46, 37, 73. Andy Reid, run the football.
Mm.
That's the Andy Reid criticism, that in clock management. Run the dang football.
Yeah, I would love to buy it, and he is the best rookie. He is having the best year, but somebody who has a bigger name will get it. That's probably going to wind up being Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette was a first-round pick. He's having a really solid year as well. And at the end of the day, Kamara's still splitting time with Mark Ingram. So I just don't think he's going to. Even though the guy's amazing, man. How you didn't start him in college.
I agree. Sell. The rushing attempts. There's too many 7, 8, 10, 10. Even though, you know, he gets 3, 4, 5 catches.
You know, He's second in the NFL amongst rookies in receiving yards. Only Juju Smith-Schuster has more receiving yards than Alvin Kamara, who a lot of times is lined up in the slot and out wide.
And did you watch the Saints game this weekend?
I was working.
Oh, that's right. this guy gets murdered on the field.
Who?
Kamara.
Oh, really?
Jeez. I mean, and Troy was talking about this during the broadcast, and he was like, you've got to protect your receivers. He was killing Drew Brees. He was getting destroyed by these guys. I don't know how he got up, but, I mean, you got to love the nose ring that he has.
All right.
It's through the bottom part of the nose.
Enough about this.
The guy's amazing.
No more volunteer buy or sell, Roy. I'm selling.
No, it's not a volunteer buy or sell. It's amazing.
All right, both of you selling on the idea
that Alvin
Kamara
is going to win it?
Yeah, okay. I am. Up to this point, if you voted today, I would say Alvin Kamara has been better than Leonard Fournette. I think he's had a bigger impact on their quality. But either way,
just remember
they're close.
Even though he's faded. You got to take the whole year into account. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt is still second leading rusher in the NFL.
No, I understand. I understand. Kareem Hunt, I think the fade will ultimately cost him. Yeah. Where is Alvin Kamara playing on one of the hottest teams in the NFL? But both of you selling on the idea of Alvin Kamara as the new favorite to win Rookie of the Year. Next up in buy or sell, the Vikings just dismantled the Rams 24-7 this weekend. They're now 8-2 with their third straight quarterback. They lost their best running back, but we all know they've got that dominant defense. Here's a fun fact for you, you might not realize, though. Minnesota actually ranks third in the NFC in terms of offensive yards per game. Are you buying or selling the Minnesota Vikings as a top three offense in the NFC?
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
Well,
by the way, they're fifth overall in the league, third in the NFC.
Well, let's start here. Number one, they have the most underrated wide receivers in the game. Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Getting it done. Philadelphia, I would say, has a better offense. I would say the Rams have a better offense. And then it comes down to New Orleans or Minnesota. And I can't quite go there. I'd put them at number four on my NFC offensive power rankings. So I will sell that they have a top three offense. I'd go Philly, Rams, barely New Orleans. But they're right there.
Agree with those three.
And they have Dalvin Cook. If they had Dalvin, I might change my mind.
Yeah, I agree with those three. Philly, New Orleans, because, the weapons that New Orleans got a ton of weapons with Ingram and with Kamara.
By the way, can I throw the Cowboys back into this?
Yes, you can. If the Cowboys are healthy, they have a better offense. So
I can't say it now without Zeke.
Right.
But if it's all healthy, they're a top three offense.
Yeah, there's a realistic chance that Minnesota is outside the top five. Because I could also throw Detroit.
No.
I mean,
they're 10th in the conference in yards.
They've scored 30 more points than Minnesota has this year.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, Minnesota has lacked in the points department. They're only averaging 24 a game, even though their yards put them up there with teams that are averaging 30 a game.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit scored more points.
They just don't have the weapons that even Minnesota does, in my opinion.
By the way, who's the best weapon on that Vikings team? I want to hear you guys say it, but
it's Adam Thielen.
It's Adam Thielen, bro.
And who's the best on? Let's go weapon for weapon.
Adam Thielen is like.
Whoa, he's not a D.
No. He's the next Jordy. He might be better than Jordy.
Why can't you compare him to a black guy?
Well, I mean, I don't. He's super fast. But still, unusual for a white guy.
It's more praise for Matt Stafford that it's Marvin Jones, Golden Tate, and Amir Abdullah. I'm sorry. And I'm not buying into that as a top three offense. That's Matt Stafford putting him on his back. But we can agree.
Both of you selling, though, on the Minnesota Vikings being a top three offense.
Barely.
In the NFC. Just barely. All right. Staying in the NFC.
One more.
All right. We'll revisit that Chiefs one here a little bit later on, huh? The Eagles, Vikings, Saints, and Rams all lead their respective divisions through 10 games so far this season, each of them with at least 7 wins and a 1-game lead over their next closest team. Are you buying that those four, Eagles, Vikings, Saints, and Rams, will go on to win their divisions by season's end?
Buy.
Eagles, buy. You're going to buy all of them?
Buy all of them.
Okay.
They all have at least 1-game leads. Minnesota's got a 2-game lead. They're going to win. Philadelphia's going to win. The Saints are going to wind up winning that division as well.
Aren't the Saints the biggest doubt in your mind if you had to
pick one? That's crazy because the Saints might be the best team outside of Philly. But yeah, they're the biggest doubt because of who's right behind.
Carolina probably has the best record to me that isn't recognized. I don't recognize. I always disrespect Carolina at 7-3. But that Saints one, that's the one. Like, you've won 8 games in a row and you only have a 1-game lead in the division. That's scary. But I've never bought into Carolina a ton, so I'll buy all four winning their divisions.
I'll buy all four as well. Again, I mean, I do think the Saints win. And the Rams. I just think the Rams are going to wind up finding a way to win that NFC West. And Seattle's got so many injuries.
All right, you guys buying all four current division leaders in the NFC will go on to win their respective divisions. Also, Patrick Mahomes, you buy it or sell it. He's going to start a game this year.
Jerry Jones coming up and ask all the Red Raiders. Ask Nate Wood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.